The Public News Service Daily Newscast for February the 4th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. In separate negotiations, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum have agreed with U.S. President Donald Trump to pause the planned tariffs for at least a month. Trump's tariffs against China are still slated to go into effect on Tuesday. Now for the Associated Press. At the same time, the AP reports staffers of the U.S. Agency for International Development were instructed to stay out of the agency's Washington headquarters after billionaire Elon Musk announced President Trump had agreed with him to shut down the government agency. Next, Indiana is working to eliminate lead pipes under the EPA's lead and copper rule improvements, which require most lead pipes to be removed within 10 years. We get more from our Joe Lurie.
The rule aims to protect public health by reducing lead exposure in drinking water. Indiana American Water Engineering Manager Jacqueline Byland says since 2017, the company has invested $109 million to replace more than 33,000 lead service lines and has eliminated lead water mains.
We're also reaching out to customers to replace their side of the service line, asking them to sign an agreement so that we can run the service line into their home and then complete the flushing and provide pitcher filters so that all of the lead is out of the system.
Indiana American Water serves 1.5 million customers in more than 50 Hoosier communities.
Despite the progress, Epic Dose cities will face logistical and financial hurdles. Partnerships with local governments, communities, and utilities will be key to meeting the rule's goal and ensuring safe drinking water for all. And women in rural areas struggle more with menopause than their urban counterparts, Eric Tegadoff reports on a new study from the University of Washington.
Rural women reported more symptoms like joint pain and mood swings in one of the first studies to look at menopausal rural-urban discrepancies. Author and program director of the University of Washington Women's Reproductive Health Research Center, Dr. Susan Reed, says she's not surprised by these results.
If people transition through this period in a healthy fashion, they live longer. They have fewer cardiovascular problems and perhaps better brain aging.
Reed notes that other studies have shown women in rural areas are struggling with higher mortality rates and other health issues like higher suicide rates and obesity. Reed says there are other factors that contribute to poor menopausal care, not just for women in rural areas, but urban and suburban areas too. She says hormonal therapy is a safe and effective treatment and that there should be a higher prevalence of its use.
The challenges there are due to misinformation on the internet, fear of patients, and then providers not being skilled enough to help people understand risks and benefits of menopausal hormone therapy.
This is Public News Service. Next to Colorado, where State Representative Emily Sirota recently introduced House Bill 25-1090 to regulate the so-called junk fees charged by landlords.
The bill would protect tenants from getting bills that can add hundreds of dollars to their monthly rent for things such as valet trash service, internet service, surcharges on rent payments, pest control, and more.
All sorts of additional fees are being added to folks' bills, and we think if landlords want to charge those fees, they should be reflected in the rent.
Some see junk fees as deceptive and unfair trade practices because landlords advertise one price to lure renters, but that price isn't what they'll actually have to pay. Industry groups argue fees are necessary to recoup hard costs and point out all fees are listed in black and white before tenants sign their leases.
I'm Eric Galatis.
And Arizona's largest high school district has stated it won't voluntarily help the Trump administration with its immigration promises by declaring itself a safe zone for all students, regardless of their citizen status.
The Phoenix Union High School District also announced it'll be conducting a series of Know Your Rights workshops for students and families. Data shows that about 1 in 9 children in the state live with at least one undocumented family member. Kristen Brow Finkbeiner with the social welfare group Moms Rising says they're hearing from folks and students around the country that say Trump's directives are inciting real fear for children and families, posing serious consequences.
A terrified child in a classroom full of fearful children can't learn or thrive, and that creating a climate of fear at schools harms every child. We will demand that our government acts humanely and with compassion.
Rao Finkbeiner says her organization has successfully worked with teachers to defeat book bans, as well as supporting the need for civil and LGBTQ plus rights education in schools. She says this immigration fight will be no different. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Finally, our Daniel Smith reports the Eastern Hellbender, North America's largest salamander and Pennsylvania state amphibian, is one step closer to receiving federal protection.
Cassie Finn from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation says that their student leadership programs, research, and advocacy efforts led to the Eastern Hellbender becoming Pennsylvania's state amphibian in 2019. She adds that protecting ecosystems and habitat for the Hellbender will also protect habitat for other organisms.
It's really important for the Eastern Hellbender to make it on the endangered species list. Not only will it draw attention to the Hellbender habitat, but it will also draw attention to freshwater habitats in general and the importance of clean water and the impact it has on ecosystems.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member ENLISA supported. Here's our great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.